Mill race.
A dam was built across the Housatonic River, and water was diverted into the stone-lined mill race, or canal, supplying the foundry buildings. The water was used to power water wheels in several buildings, a sawmill, a grist mill, and a wheelhouse whose foundations still remain. Inside, a water wheel operated piston-like blowing tubs that forced the air through a pipe into the furnace through water-cooled nozzles called tuyars. The forced air helped the fire reach the high temperatures needed to smelt the iron, about 2,400 degrees Fahrenheit. In 1846, the furnace was converted to hot blast operation, which meant the incoming air was preheated for greater efficiency. The grist mill ground grains grown on company-owned land to feed the draft animals employed in the iron business. The sawmill took wood, not used for charcoal, from company land and cut lumber for business use. Both mills did work for the greater community as well. The appearance of the mill race was altered greatly by a flood in 1955. The first photograph of the exhibit is a view from across the river that shows the dam, called Pratt's Dam, and the grist mill on the riverbank, and the blast furnace in the background. Image 2, a man stands inside the abandoned water wheel after the ironworks closing. Image 3, the abandoned blower can be seen on the ground. The blower resembles a large wooden barrel. Image 4 is of the interior space of the wheelhouse, showing how the wheel was situated to power the blowers.